Hello.
Hello, my name is Taylor, and we're calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in Texas. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
All right, so that would be a yes. So, as you may know, there will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local offices like state legislature. Will you definitely vote in the Democratic primary, probably vote, or will you wait until November to vote in the general election?
Could you tell me the name of the candidates again?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I can read you the whole statement again if you need to.
I just need the name of the candidate. That's fine.
All right. Well, in March 2024 for the U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez, to see which one of them will take on Ted Cruz and for local offices like state legislature. Will you definitely vote in the Democratic primary? Probably vote.
Yes.
Or wait until November?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, would that be maybe definitely vote then in the primary?
Yes.
All right. So now I'm going to give you a list of people and organizations. And if you could give me, if you have a very favorable, a somewhat unfavorable, or a very unfavorable opinion of each of them. And I can read those parts again if you need to. So the first person is Sheila Jackson Lee. Would you say you have a very favorable opinion towards her? A somewhat favorable
opinion? Yes, very favorable.
All right. What about Danny Norris?
Give me the list again. It was very favorable, somewhat favorable.
Yes, and then it was somewhat unfavorable and very unfavorable.
Okay. It's hard to say. I really don't know enough about him. He is somewhat unfavorable, maybe.
All
yeah,
right.
Somewhat unfavorable. That's 1, 2, 3. That's the third one, yeah.
Yes. All right, what about Harold Dutton?
Somewhat favorable.
All right. Clint Van Horn?
I don't even know who that is. So, very unfavorable.
All right, that is totally okay. What about the Houston Independent School District, or also known as HISD?
Oh, you asked me what I feel about HISD, period?
Yeah, just like what about the Missouri?
Okay, somewhat unfavorable.
All right, and what about Joyce Chapman?
I don't really know Joyce Chapman. I know the name, but I don't know anything about that person. So somewhat unfavorable, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So now, as you may know, the state of Texas has taken over the running of the Houston Independent School District. So which is closer to your opinion about this? And there's two statements. The first statement is, support a state takeover because HISD schools are failing our kids and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous. And then there's a second option, which is oppose a state takeover because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our schools.
The first one.
The first one being support a state takeover.
Wow, that options are terrible. Okay, I needed another one. I needed a third option.
Oh, man.
I really don't like to take over, but... oh, my God. Okay, initially, before I knew what I knew, it was okay for the state takeover.
All right. Okay, so the next question is, in March, there will be a Democratic primary for Texas State House. Which of these four candidates would you vote for if you had to choose today? And the following candidates are Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Van Horn, or Danny Norris.
Harold Dutton.
All right. So next, I'm going to read you, like, a few statements about the current longtime state representative, Harold Dutton, and his record. And if you could rate your reaction to each of these statements as either very positive, somewhat positive, somewhat negative, or very negative. And I can read those options again if you need to.
Okay.
So the first statement is, Harold Dutton supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it.
And what was the last part? I'm sorry, let's read that again.
Oh, all right. So it's, and he wrote the law allowing the state to do it.
Okay. Somewhat positive.
All right. The next statement is, Representative Dutton was the only Democrat in the State House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting from his office and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid prosecution.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Oh, all right. So would that be maybe somewhat negative?
Oh, somewhat. I'm sorry. Somewhat negative. Yeah.
It's okay. Totally. Don't worry.
Because he just said presence, and I'm like, what the hell does that mean? Okay.
All right. The next statement is, Dutton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston.
Very positive.
All right.
Very positive.
Yes. For this one, it is very positive. It's very positive, somewhat negative, and very negative. So the next one is, he voted for a cut in property taxes that gives the highest percentage cost savings to lower and middle-income homeowners.
Very positive.
All right. Harold Dutton has led the fight to provide free health care to uninsured lower-income Texans paid for by free federal government Medicaid money.
Very positive.
Harold Dutton worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through the voucher scheme.
Harold did what? Say that again? Repeat that one?
Oh, all right. Harold Dutton worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme.
Very positive.
All right. And the last statement is, he is fighting against the extreme Republicans' ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion, even in cases of rape or incest.
Very positive.
All right. So now, based on, like, all this information, like, maybe what you know and what I just said about Dutton, which of the following four candidates would you vote for in the upcoming Democratic primary for Texas State if you had to choose today? And the options are Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Van Horn, and Dan North.
Harold Dutton.
All right. Now, for this next question, if you don't mind, could you please tell me your age, or would you rather if I give you a range of ages, and maybe you can tell me what you fit under?
Okay, give me a range.
All right, so the ranges are 18 to 39, 40 to 40 to 55, no, sorry, okay, well, from the start, it's 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or are you 65 and over?
65 and over.
All right. Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Own.
All right. Do you consider yourself to be African American or Black?
African American.
All right. Do you have any children currently in the local public schools?
No.
Do you have any grandchildren who attend local public schools?
No.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your participation. I truly appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a good day.